Newburyport Athletic Director Kyle Hodgson is with us here on MSO News Sports. Kyle, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Yeah, it's great to be talking to you, too. I wish we were doing it in my office like we normally do, but this will have to work today.
Exactly. And I wish we were talking about some events happening and scheduled and so on as well, but that's not the case either at this point.
Yeah.
Not right now. It's not. It's unfortunate, but it is the way it is right now, I guess.
Kyle, is there anything specific happening in Newburyport regarding the shutdown in high school, shutdown in sports at this point? I imagine it's the same for you as it is for everybody.
Well, the North Shore superintendents speak often, at least once a week, and I think everybody is on a pretty consistent plan. I know the KPN League athletic directors also do the same, so we're pretty well informed with what each of us are doing. And, you know, at the beginning, schools may have started to do their own thing, but when the governor came out with that first closure date, it took some of the pressure off the local communities, and it allowed schools to focus on distance learning, online learning, which is really where their focus should be right now. So we're not doing, I'm not sure we're doing anything different than anyone else, trying to provide an educational experience for our students at this point. We're trying to keep our athletes positive. And, you know, as of right now, the governor and the school are set to reopen, or I shouldn't say it that way, I guess they're closed until the May 4th date. And until we hear otherwise, that's our plan, is to return on that date. You know, there may be other announcements that come out before then, but, it's our job to just go with the information that we have, and that's what we're doing. And we're planning and hoping that a miracle will happen, and we'll be with our student athletes again sooner than later.
Exactly. I know the governor was asked about school reopening, was very noncommittal in saying kind of what you're just saying there, that decision will come later on. But as of right now, as you said, May 4th is when it's scheduled to resume. Otherwise, I'm also hearing that a lot of schools are, you know, questioning that move down the road. But let me ask you about the KPN League in specifically. I'm sure there's a plan to resume KPN League scheduling and games if that were to happen, school to resume on May 4.
That's accurate, yes. It's really difficult to be an athletic director when there's no season, just like an athlete when there's no season. And we are just really anxious to do whatever we can to make this a better experience, or to salvage whatever we can for our student athletes. So anytime there's any type of announcement from either the governor or the MIAA, we immediately meet and look at the next best scenario. And the governor has given us, the MIA has given us a start date and an end date and a maximum number of game limitations. So with that, we are looking at options to create 12-game schedules starting on a certain date, ending on a certain date. So we're looking at all scenarios. So if we do get the okay, we're ready to go. I mean, transportation that needs to be scheduled and officials that need to be assigned, that takes time. So we're doing that behind the scenes, and if we get a notification that there's another change, that we will alter what we're doing.
Kyle, let me ask you one last question, and that has to do with Maine. Maine made the announcement this week that they're canceling spring sports, high school spring sports. Obviously, Newburyport, a little closer to Maine than I am, but we're all pretty close to Maine, and you're very close to Maine as well, you having been up there for a while. But what's your take on that?
Yeah, I am still close with many over there in Maine, and, it seems like this virus is slowly working its way across the country, and Maine might have been a little bit behind us. They do play an abbreviated spring season. An example would be lacrosse. They play 12 games total in lacrosse. So I think they're just using common sense and saying, trying to stay ahead of this, communicating with parents and student athletes. But their decision came a day after the Department of Education in Maine made the recommendation that all schools close for the remainder of the year. Because of the vastness of that state and, some of the schools up in the northern county, they are spread out so far. They have different you know, this virus is impacting them differently. So where Massachusetts, the governor might say, we're going to close all schools altogether, they really don't do that. In Maine, they're letting each local community district make their own decision. So as soon as that came out, I know Gorham just closed their school, and other school districts will be doing the same really soon. So as soon as that came out, the MPA, which is called in Maine, made their announcement that the spring sports season will be canceled for this year. And, you know, there probably will be other states that follow suit very shortly.
Yeah. Kyle, anything else to share with us at all from Newburyport that I did not ask you about?
Well, you know, I think I can speak for the athletic directors in the Cape Ann League. We're all heartbroken for our student-athletes. We really miss seeing them around the halls and on the fields and competing and practicing. And, you know, this all happened the week before our first day to be together. So it's we were all anxious to get going, and then for this to happen, it was really kind of devastating. And we know that it's really impacting and affecting our student athletes. And you know, then we have to keep the seniors in mind. This is their last chance to represent their school and their community. And you know, it's really heartbreaking and unprecedented. And you know, we're really not sure what to do. How can we make this a positive, or try to salvage whatever we can with them? But you know, it is, everyone is on our mind. We miss seeing the spectators, the parents, just the whole atmosphere that goes with high school athletics. Is sorely missing now. And we hope that when we all get a chance to do this again, that people appreciate the moment that they're in, and remember this when it's not there. You know, I can't wait to get back and see our student athletes.
Well said, Kyle. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay safe, and let's keep our fingers crossed, if you will.
Sure.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
Yep. Kyle Hodson, the athletic director at Newburyport High School. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.